Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Saturday show. The phones are open. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. We are back on what I would say is probably the most common topic on Free Talk Live these days is economics, the disaster that is slowly unfolding in front of us, it seems.
Well, we are in a complete collapse of the financial system. It's a slow collapse.
Well, even they apparently have started to admit, the Federal Reserve type people, have started to admit that there is indeed a recession that's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not here yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell everyone, you can lock half the population in their houses, and that won't cause a recession.
No, print $2 trillion, too, while you're at it, or right. $6 trillion, or right. Whatever.
Because we didn't tell you it's a recession, but yeah, we're probably going to have to admit it. I mean, it'll be a recession soon.
So tonight with you, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
The number is 603-283-6160. I was playing a quick clip here from Peter St. Ange, who is an expert on the economy. He works over, I think, at the Mises Institute, the Heritage Foundation. He's, you know, one of the think tank guys, and he's well-spoken. He can kind of boil things down pretty effectively, and he's talking about the BRICS countries. That's Brazil, that's Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Maybe expanding soon. Apparently Mexico's knocking on the door for a potential membership. They're talking with Saudi Arabia, so... It's already a big economic strength. He points out here that apparently BRICS already has more, GDP than the United States already. And the share that they have of the world GDP has apparently surpassed in recent months the G7 countries, the biggies, like the United States and Europe and Japan, places like that, Canada.
And something I'd like to point out is that if you think that there is a 1% chance that the United States currency will stop being the world reserve currency, whether or not you believe it will be replaced by gold or by Bitcoin or what have you, if you think there's a 1% chance of that, then it would behoove you to move 1% of your savings into something that is ready for that new world. Because, hey, maybe I'm overly optimistic, and it's going to be this BRICS currency that takes over. Maybe, but I'll tell you this, my Bitcoin is going to turn into that real quick. My gold is going to be easy to trade into
that. Mm-hmm.
So, even if it's not this one or that one, having something that's ready to trade into across this international barrier.
Well, your dollars may trade into it too, but their value may be dropping like a rock at that time.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So prepare yourself.
Well, and look, everything the United States government has said indicates that they are going to print this thing into oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of when and how fast.
So on could just finish up the video here from Peter St. Ange, and then we'll go to back to your phone calls. He's just got a few more thoughts on BRICS. Is BRICS going to challenge the dollar with their own currency that they have been openly talking about?
So if BRICS were to bring in a stable currency and a non-interventionist policy, it would be a contender even for non-BRICS trade that makes up the other half of world trade. The real game changer for BRICS and the dollar, though, would be something both China and Russia have flirted with, a gold-backed currency. Russia implemented an odd kind of gold backing early in the Ukraine war, and both China and Russia have been buying gold at a furious rate for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fueling speculation that they could be planning to use it to back a currency. If they do roll out a gold-backed currency, that would be one actually redeemable in gold, like you can mail your dollar and they mail you back some gold, BRICS would overnight move towards dominance over the dollar. It would become the safest store of wealth among currencies, and if you paired it with a non-interventionist foreign policy, it would be a clear winner over the dollar.
This is it seems like pure fantasy to me, the idea that the central banks of BRICS or any country would want to go back to the old ways of actually backing the central bank currencies. They benefit so much from being able to use the printing press without having to back their currency. I mean, that has that has created the warmongering state in the United States. It has funded so much a government expansion. It just seems like it would reduce their power to go back to that.
Well, so let's look at what happened the last time that we tried this. Because, look, American dollars used to be something that you could redeem for gold and silver.
Yeah, and then they stopped that.
Right.
And well, now they can print them endlessly.
Exactly.
It's a better deal for the American government to not have it backed by
exactly.
gold.
Exactly. Well, and so number one, this is exactly the sort of thing that they would be attempting to replicate if BRICS was going to do a commodity-backed currency, a gold-backed currency. They would be trying to do the same thing that the United States dollar did when it was backed by gold and silver.
You mean have it backed at first and then pull the backing away later?
Bingo. Mm. Exactly. So, number one, you have this long period of time where you get to do the same old trick of you don't know how much gold I have in the vault.
Right.
And since you don't know how much gold I have in the vault, I can give out little deposit slips for 2 or 5 or 10 or 100 times as much gold as I have in the vault. And until half or a fifth or a tenth or however many of those slips all come back at once, then we operate as if they're all good. And now this might take, you know, it might take 100 years because China is a very long-term sort of culture planner.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still going to be the same thing. I mean, the fact of the matter is that when you have these monopolies on force operating these monopolies on currency, they don't do a good job of it.
Yeah, that's a really good point that they might be running the exact same playbook.
I was going to say, it's a playbook that now all empires have access to. It's a how-to guide. Literally.
Right, and it would take the world by storm. I mean, as St. Ange is pointing out here, if BRICS announces a gold-backed currency, then people are going to go crazy about that. Yeah. It will give them a lot of legitimacy in people's minds and on the international community as well, and then eventually they can just pull that away, right? And what are those people going to do about it?
There's a tremendous number of people using the American dollar that don't know that it's not gold-backed now.
I wonder what percentage of even the American people still think that there is gold or silver backing to
the
dollar.
Well, right, so when it comes out that this currency is gold-backed, then they'll be like, wait, mine's not?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I speak to the uninitiated, right, townies, the regular folks that I bump into from day to day, sometimes I'll be, I'm wearing a Bitcoin t-shirt today, if you didn't notice, but you know, if I'm wearing that, are you one of those Bitcoin guys? Or you'll get a comment, right. You know. And if you start talking to people, the first thing they say, well, what is it backed by? And of course,
that's true. They do say that.
The first retort is, well, what is the dollar backed by?
And what do they say?
Well, isn't it backed by gold? Like, people still think, wow, the dollar is backed by gold.
50 years later.
50 years on, if not more than that, depending on how you look at it.
All right, last
Bitcoin
words.
Is backed by monetary qualities. That's
Bitcoin
what it's backed by.
Bitcoin is backed by mathematics, is what it's backed
by. And a network.
Yeah.
Network of thousands and thousands of computers
that
are crunching numbers.
It gets audited, every couple of minutes, as opposed to the Federal Reserve, which has never been audited.
Right.
And before we get back into this, it's not just the countries, you know, India and China and I think even Malaysia bought some, that are buying these tremendous amounts of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Even the major companies, the large corporations are starting to buy huge quantities of gold. Like Palantir, which is, of course, well known for operating with the CIA, just bought $50 million of gold bars.
Wow.
They know something's coming.
All right. Last words from St. Ange for tonight. Here,
in the video, I talked about consequences of a dollar collapse if this does happen. So consequences for the U.S. economy. And a gold-backed competitor would be the fastest way to do it. Now, this is probably still years off. They're still developing systems to replace the dollar's payment rails called SWIFT, even for internal BRICS trade. Still, the writing's on the wall. As long as the U.S. runs trillion-dollar deficits while weaponizing the dollar, there will be interest in finding or even building a replacement. And given China's deep interest and deep pockets, it's only a matter of time. All right, we'll be watching.
That's a great point that I don't think the we make enough here on Free Talk Live is that the dollar is weaponized.
Mm-hmm.
It is a weapon not only against whomever the government deems is the bad guy today or tomorrow, but against you, against mm-hmm. us, against everybody. It is weaponized to keep us poor.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And as far as what China can do to fight the United States without ever having to actually lift a finger, without ever having to, you know, have battleships firing at one another or jets shooting each other down, bombings going off. They can fight economically.
Yeah.
And what St. Ange is pointing out here and what you added to it, I think, Peakless, is a really good point. Like, if they were to do what he's proposing, then that would be the quickest way to sink the dollar
mm-hmm.
possible. I mean, because the dollar is going to do its own killing of itself. But if there's actually a better competitor out there on the world market, that's not just Bitcoin, but an international, you know, competitor.
Well, and if you can get oil for it, then heck yeah, everyone's going to want it. All the major companies, all of the countries, they're going to be in a mad rush
for
anything
that
they can get oil.
They're going to dump the dollar and go to this other thing that doesn't yet exist, but they're going to do it quickly. And the dollar will fall in its value tremendously. And then, as St. Ange has pointed out, that means all those dollars come back into the United mm-hmm. States, which means more dollars chasing the same amount of goods, which means tremendous inflation. Like, if you think mm-hmm. it's bad now, if there's a bunch of countries that are dumping the dollar out there on the world market, then I don't know what the price of a Happy Meal is going to be.
I wonder, and I don't know if it's countable. Has anybody counted the number of digital dollars that exist?
I don't think you, I don't know. How do you do that?
I don't
do
know how you would do that, but
Is that one of the M numbers from the Federal Reserve?
You would think somebody would be able to estimate at least.
It's way, I know it's like 20 times as much as there is in physical currency.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 95% is digital, the last check, and that's not including all of the, like, nearly dollars and dollar equivalents and stuff.
So if you can estimate how much physical cash exists in the world, you multiply that by
like 20.
And that might be the amount of dollars in existence.
Yeah. So two quick things. One, what we're looking at happening, because there is a very probable commercial real estate crash that is on the horizon, and that is going to happen sooner and faster than the residential real estate crash that happened in 2008.
Yeah,
so we're going
to
look
because COVID like taught everybody that most of your jobs can be done from home,
right?
Right.
No, offices are literally closing;
they're gone. Yeah, right. A company I used to work for, they had a headquarters in Seattle, they had another office in Texas, another one in California. They've closed all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the way these things are structured, they have what's called a so-called balloon payment at the end of it. So instead of it just being like your mortgage payment, which is every month is the same payment, it's every month is a small payment, and then at the very end, exactly, is where the majority of the payment is supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have all of the, and they're all short-term loans, right? They're all like 5-7 year long mortgages on the commercial real estate. So this is happening faster and sooner. So what you're going to see is like 2008 collapse combined with the Silicon Bank collapse at the same time. So, and number two, like, to tie this back into our first topic about, or maybe not our first topic, the TikTok thing. Mm-hmm. One of the issues that people have with that is they don't like the effect that that is having on society. And sure, fair enough. They don't like the sort of goldfish brain of it. They don't like the hyper-focus on sexuality of it. They don't like the changes that can occur socially because of that. But here's the thing. The dollar has caused all of these social problems because everything in our society has to conform to it because it is one half of every transaction. So when you have something that enforces a short-term time focus, then your entire society becomes focused on immediate gratification.
Yeah.
So instead of having a focus on, is this an idea that we can keep doing forever, you only have a focus on, does this make me feel good now?
Or people don't save, right, for those reasons. And if there's inflation happening, then that actually reduces savings, because if people know that the price is going to go up between when they get their pay, like hyperinflation especially, if the price is going to go up between when you get your paycheck and when you get to the grocery store, there's no chance anyone's going to save ever if hyperinflation is happening.
You'd be insane to do so.
Another way you could say what you just said is incentive, right? Because the way the system is currently rigged, the incentives to do things like saving, the incentives to do things like operate a market, and I mean like a real estate market, a commercial real estate, these incentives are upside down, backwards, and illogical in almost every sense.
And they'll get worse.
And they will get worse, particularly if the money comes flooding back in.
Well, we touched on this earlier this week. There was a story that more consumers, of course, tend to be younger ones, are not only are they ignoring their finances, meaning that they're putting things on, more things are going on credit.
Yep.
I think there was like a 29% increase in, I believe it was the millennials' credit card balances in just the last year. And then they're also using buy now, pay later to buy groceries with.
Right.
So what used to be just I want to get this sweater online and, here's four easy payments. Now people are using this to buy their groceries, which is a much more important purchase.
Yeah. But it's a matter of survival.
Yeah, but it just goes to show that people are not handling their money. They just want to keep living life the way they've been living it. They're ignoring the fact that the prices are going up. Like, just put it on the credit card. I want to keep buying get the same quality of steak I've always gotten. I'm not really
Math is hard.
Yeah.
Math is hard, and they are not willing and ready, or even in many cases able, to adapt to the fact that, sure, you got a raise, but those prices increased more than your raise.
Right.
So they're like, okay, look, this is what I'm used to purchasing, so I'm just going to keep purchasing what I'm used to purchasing. Oh, I didn't have enough money this time to purchase what I'm used to purchasing. Yeah. Well, I'll just put that on my credit card then.
That's what's happening.
And the thing is, it's all part of one thing. Because, like, it's the same, it's two sides of the same coin to, on the one hand, never save your money because that's insane. You're going to make more money later, so you may as well just pay off the debt when the money's easier to get. Is the same kind of thing as, should I transition my gender? Because, sure, I might not be able to have kids, but that's 20 years from now. And I could be a hero today. I could gain all of that social acceptance now. Why would I not risk my ability to have children when the world won't be inhabitable for them anyway?
Let's go to the phones here. John is on the line in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, John. John in Delaware? Going once. John in Delaware going twice. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe there's a technical issue with his phone. Meanwhile, we go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, I was at the farmer's market for a whole hour marketing my network marketing again, giving out flyers and business cards.
Okay.
How very capitalistic.
Why does anyone care?
Well, I mean, I actually have fun doing it. I mean, and they haven't run me off the market either. I mean, I don't know if the city could jack me up.
You'd be amazed what you're allowed to do at a farmer's market. All manner of, harmless commerce.
Something that might be more beneficial to you, Sarah. I don't know how successful you've been with your marketing, whatever it is, thing that you're doing.
Network marketing.
But network marketing. But a farmer's market is generally a place where people buy and sell stuff. Perhaps you could put up a table and sell a physical product there.
Yeah, do you have to pay for that, Sarah?
Well, the thing is that technically we're not allowed to retail on our market. We just set them up with a company.
She's not allowed to sell the actual product.
You can't do
direct. She's only allowed to be a middleman that connects you with them to buy from them.
Seriously, you can't actually sell product directly. You can't do direct sales.
Well, the company does not allow it, but a lot of people do it.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. So if I were standing outside your front door, I'm not, but if I were, I have no idea where you live, outside of New Mexico.
Albuquerque.
Okay. If I were standing outside your door and I had a wad of cash and I wanted to buy some of your network marketing products, you could not sell them to me?
Well, the thing is, if it's a couple of bottles, if I have brand new ones, I can do it for you. But no, they don't.
No, I want to buy a case of bottles. I want to buy a case of these bottles.
No, that's not legal. It's not. It's technically not legal. We set you up. You order directly from the company per account, per person, per family.
Wow. I'm surprised by that. I mean, I feel like that is not typical in network marketing. Not having been involved in,
it's a new level of scammy to me.
Well, yeah, is it scammy? I don't know.
Yes. I mean,
why is it scammy?
Well, okay, so
I mean, it sucks for the deal. It sucks for the associate or whatever they call you guys, but.
Yeah, so. I mean, they are scamming people like Sarah who don't even get to sell an actual product. No. You will just connect them to us so that if something happens to you, we still have our customers.
I see what you're saying there. I mean, in theory, she should get credit for it, though, when she signs up the customer.
Yeah, I would imagine that if Sarah did send me to some website or whatever, that I would plug in a code that meant Sarah sent me, and then whatever, when I bought my case of whatever the heck she's selling, Sarah would be credited.
Lotions and potions.
Sarah would be credited with, a case of Eye of Newt sold to the captain.
7%. But the thing is that our thing 7%? Is that they don't make you buy
7%. Hold on, Sarah. Is that the first layer of your downline that would be 7%? And then would it be 7% and 7% two layers down? Or, how does it work?
Well, okay. If you signed up 8 people, you get 7% seventh generation. But there's a 2020 club. If you sign up 20 customers, you get 20%
of
your downline.
That gives you an idea of how much the markup is on these products, because that's one of the reasons why network marketing is so hard to do. Because beyond the fact that you burn your relationships out with your friends and coworkers and things like that, actually trying to sell the product itself, even if it's a good product, it's usually at the highest end of the pricing of any similar products on the market. And it's just really hard to try to tell somebody, the reason why it's 3 times as much as this thing you can get at Walmart or Amazon is because it's just so much better. And it's it's a tough sell.
And I don't mean to say that it's a scam in the sense of fraud, but I mean to say it's a scam in the sense of it's not a good deal.
Indeed.
You can get a better deal doing something else. Oh, fun fact, Eye of Newt was actually a reference to a particular kind of plant. Yeah. So all of those weird phrases that sound like they're body parts of these little animals. Yeah. No, those are references to particular plants
that
had particular herbal remedy properties.
Well, put that in your bowl and smoke it.
I know, right?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Shout out to dictionary.com for teaching me that one.
Good stuff. All right, the number if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. Network marketing has a lot of problems, but if you're going to get into it, you definitely need to research the opportunity first. Don't just jump in just because somebody showed you some cool demo or some cool product or whatever. There's a lot. Thankfully, it's easier to do now because of the internet. There's websites I think one's called, it's either Beyond MLM or Behind MLM. I think it might be Behind MLM, and they go in depth and they talk about a lot of the scams that are out there, and they give reviews of these companies as well. And there's a lot of these guys that hop from one to another. They'll found a network marketing company that's scammy, and then they'll leave that one and they'll go do it again. It's a crazy industry. More coming up.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden appears ready for a second term. He is expected to announce his bid for re-election as early as Tuesday. The 80-year-old Biden is already the oldest U.S. president in history. A major sewage spill is closing many Los Angeles area beaches this weekend. An estimated 250,000 gallons of sewage spilled into the L.A. River on Thursday due to an equipment malfunction. Sanitation crews have been working to clean up the mess, and health officials are monitoring the water quality. In the wake of last month's severe rain, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is seeking federal aid for flood victims in Fort Lauderdale. The Texas Senate is passing a bill that would require the Ten Commandments to be displayed in school classrooms. At the box office, the Super Mario Brothers movie earned another $14 million on Friday and is on pace to win in its third straight weekend in theaters. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We have time for you if you want to join the show. You can do that. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up absolutely anything that happens to be on your mind. It's Ian Pekels Mountaineer and Captain Kickass joining you tonight. Don't forget, you can join these guys later on.
What do you mean, these guys?
These two plus nobody is going to be joining you, I believe, a little bit later. 10:30 Eastern Time is when the Beard Talk Live begins.
You know, Ian, I just wanted to mention that, you know, your facial hair is coming in pretty darn good. And that if there was ever a... there was ever a open seat on Ye Olde Beard Talk Live, why, I think you would qualify.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I mean, certainly I don't have as lengthy of a beard
no,
as
no, but it's, you guys, know, but you've been working on it. I could tell.
Nah, there's really no work that you have to do. You just
by working on it, I mean you leave it alone, right?
Okay. I mean, I guess some people trim theirs or whatever. But, yeah.
Put some oil in it or something. Whatever.
I had one when I got out of jail.
You did?
I was in there for 69 days.
You were
days.
Looking like Serge Tankian from System of a Down.
That's literally what one of the guys that was in jail with me said.
Yeah.
Serge Tankian?
I'm probably mispronouncing his last name, but the lead singer of System of a Down.
Yeah, he called me Serge whenever he walked by the cell. That's funny. All right, so phones are open, 603-283-6160. Check out Beard Talk Live later tonight, 10:30 Eastern Time. You can go to watch.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right to the streaming page. If that, for some reason, is still failing, there were some issues last night, just bookmark video.lrn.fm. LRN.fm is the Liberty Radio Network. That's our little streaming audio channel, but there's a list there of all the different streaming platforms that we're on. Because we're not just on Odyssey. That's just the one we like to talk about. We're on, like, I don't know, a dozen of them.
Yeah.
So check that out. That's video.lrn.fm. Let's go back to the phones, to the fun. The real McCoy is on the lines. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How do we know he's the real one?
He said so. It's good enough for me.
How do we know you're authentic, Captain?
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, Captain. Hey, Pequus. Hey, Ian. So I wanted to call in and talk about Tim Pool. I know that you mentioned him two nights ago.
Yeah, this is a host of a online show that is very popular. I don't know.
The Timcast.
Yeah, I don't know offhand how many subscribers he has, but it's quite a few.
He's popular.
Well watched. He's a conservative, younger guy. What about him?
Not a fan.
Yeah, same. I'm not a fan either. Well, I mean, I am somewhat of an avid listener of him, and I do know of quite a few things about him.
So you're somebody who watches a show that you're not a fan of.
Wow, why would you do that?
Well, because unlike most people, I try not to live in an echo chamber.
Fair enough.
Fair. Right.
He seems to me like he will tiptoe toward the edge, but he will never say anything that is actually offensive to his censors.
I think the real McCoy is illustrating something here, though, right? When he says, I don't want to live in an echo chamber. What he's illustrating, of course, is the power of freedom of speech.
Mm.
So when you have the ability to listen to and monitor the people that you don't like and you don't agree with, why, you can put yourself in a much better position personally for your long-term survival if you have the ability to hear and read and listen to stuff other people do that you don't like.
Is it just that, McCoy, is it just that you don't like his politics, or you don't like the way he presents the issues, or, like, what is it that you're a critic of with him?
Mostly how he presents issues. Mm-hmm. What Pequus just said was, you know, just tiptoes. He's not, like, the... Well, he likes to call himself as a milquetoast fence sitter, and
he calls himself that.
A milquetoast fence sitter.
Yeah, no, on a daily, he calls himself that.
Yeah, well, so
wow.
For the longest time, he would say, "And I'm on the left." You know, he'd make this statement against, you know, the madness that has engulfed the left of American politics, and he'd finish it with saying, "And I'm on the left."
Hmm.
And he kind of abandoned
that. He's a libertarian.
Yeah, right, and eventually he just admitted that, like, yeah, he's not on the left anymore. And what bothers me about him is that he seems to satisfy the urge to get something that is true and to get something that is outside of polite discourse without actually getting into the meat of any of the truth.
Hmm. Very interesting. I mean, why anyone who is hosting a talk show would position themselves as a milquetoast fence sitter, and how someone like that could get the viewership. I mean, in talk radio, you know, you're supposed to be, and he doesn't do talk radio, he does a talk YouTube show or whatever, but still kind of the same concept. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not taking calls, but it's still generally in this business, mm-hmm. you want to have an opinion.
Right.
The whole idea is to express your opinion so your listeners and or viewers have a thought about that particular opinion. You're not supposed to be this sort of journalist that doesn't have an opinion.
Yeah, he seems to be the most effective way of bringing the mainstream idea to people that don't consume mainstream media.
Mm, that's interesting.
Yeah.
He says that all while having an agenda of promoting whatever idea he has of a quote-unquote culture war.
What do you think the point is of him? What do you think the point is of him if he is indeed this controlled opposition, at what it sounds like you're suggesting here, Pequus? What is the point of him having people like Luke Radowski on the show, who is
credibility,
a well-known libertarian activist?
Yeah, pure and simple credibility. So, like, Luke Radowski is actually controversial.
Mm-hmm.
He will actually give you the truth, or at the very least, attempt to find the truth with you. So to have someone like that on his show, I mean, it's sort of mutually beneficial because it gives, you know, a little bit of extra press to Luke. And it gives the extra credibility to him because he doesn't actually earn enough credibility on his own because he is that milquetoast fence sitter that is not willing to actually say things that'll get you kicked off of YouTube under any circumstances or to, you know, have, you know, anyway, like Luke's solution is to have a members only program where he will talk about the things that will just straight up get you kicked off of YouTube. And that's his way of sort of, splitting the difference between the censorship.
What do you think, McCoy?
No, I pretty much agree with Beakless.
All right. Anything else you want to share about this Tim Pool? Any other thoughts?
No, I mean, I'll continue to, you know, consume his content, you know, just keep an eye on him and all that. And as far as other things I wanted to say, David from New Mexico should call into Beer Talk Live at 8:45 Mountain Time.
8:45 Mountain Time, so that would be 10:45 Eastern Time. Why that time specifically?
Yeah. Well, it's when we actually get started because we start out with the music.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you. Well, he is.
I'd actually be interested to hear him go off the chain.
Uncensored, David in New Mexico.
Yeah,
would be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, he complains about censorship.
I know you guys don't like him that much, but I actually do find him entertaining from time to time.
Very good. Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
And just to give credit where it's due, Tim Pool does have a lot of really good guests on.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything to do with that, from what I understand. I mean,
really?
I'm sure he can request people, but yeah. a lot of his guests get booked by his agent or whoever the person
is,
his chick, that books guests for him. So a lot of the time, it seems like, from what I understand, they just bring people in and he just... Because, like, for instance, I don't watch the dude show, but I did watch one. I've seen clips, right? Like, I saw the clip of Kanye on his show. And obviously, he knew Kanye was coming into his studio. But,
oh, yeah, I saw the clip of that.
But where he's wearing a mask, like the face mask the whole time.
Who is they, though? Who is they, though?
Oh, who is they?
Oh, that was the thing on the clip.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Yeah, anyway.
But I did watch the full episode when Reed Coverdale went on, and he is an occasional co-host here on Free Talk Live. He's a free stater, liberty activist, New Hampshire native who moved back to New Hampshire, and he's gotten some renown for himself within the sort of the podcasting sphere in New Hampshire. And so this girl invited him and another gentleman, I forget the other guy's name. Anyway, another libertarian guy on the show. And so I wanted to see how Reed was treated. I wanted to see how that kind of went down and if Reed was able to, like, bring up things that he wanted to talk about. And Tim Pool just sort of acknowledged his guests, but didn't really actually seem to have any interest in them. He just kind of, like, did his show, talked about the, you know, he brought in things he wants to talk about. It's his show, right? Mm-hmm. He can do that. And then allows the guests to comment on the things that he has brought in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Reed tried to get in an opinion about what happened with our co-host, Joa, when he got attacked by a politician named Don Bolduc here. Yep. And Reed was able to slip it in, like somehow routed the conversation around to this, oh, yeah, by the way, blah, 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 and got the whole thing out. But then Tim just ignores it and just moves on. So, like, it seems like he
pretends he didn't say anything at all.
Yeah, he just seems to treat his guests as sort of showpieces, but they're not actually interesting to him.
I'm the show, and I've brought in a sideshow.
Yeah.
Here's my sideshow monkey of the day.
Basically.
Oh, you said that wacky thing. I'm just not even going to address that. And the thing that bothers me the most about him is that he is so darn blue-pilled. Like, he...
And what's a blue... What
okay,
does
that mean? So to be blue-pilled, okay, so the blue-pilled, red-pilled thing basically comes down to one thing. Yes.
Okay.
It comes down to one basic idea. Either the media is feeding you more or less the truth about reality, and sure, they may make mistakes here and there, but basically they're trying to tell you what's true. Or the media is feeding you a carefully controlled narrative in order to keep some of the worst people on earth in power. It's basically one or the other, and he is very much on the former.
I just wanted to say I looked it up. According to GoDaddy, milktoastfencesitter.com is taken. You might get it for a fee of $70.
Why would you want to buy that? I mean, who can spell milktoast?
However, milktoastfencesitters, plural, .com is available for $1.
Did you spell milk with a Q?
It is. M-I-L-Q-U-E-T-O-A-S-T.
Yeah. I think you'd also have to get M-I-L-K. T-O-A-S-T in order to really kind of cover your bases.
I went with the actual spelling.
And I bet that one's taken, too.
I didn't look that one up.
Yeah. John's on the line. He's actually there this time in Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Society makes absolutely zero progress by taking and incentivizing the words of fence sitters. Are you with me or are you against me? You know what I mean? So there's always that. Have you guys heard about this new China disease that the biological weapons manufacturers of the world have unleashed on the Africans?
No, what's the latest one?
I don't know the name of it. I had a buddy just call me up and tell me all about it, and he said the name, but my brain's too fractated and full of marijuana smoke right now to remember exactly what the name of this thing was. But
well, a belated happy 420.
Thanks, man. You know, that's Hitler's birthday. I don't really celebrate the 420 thing. But
there are a lot of things that happened on that date.
Turns out there's a lot of things that happen every day.
You guys got a good point there.
Columbine's another one. 420.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was actually directly, they chose that date because it was Hitler's birthday.
Okay.
You think so, man? You got proof of that?
Yeah, it's in their journals.
Dude,
I came from Colorado. The Columbine dudes. I heard way too much about Columbine.
The killers, dude.
You guys probably know more about it than I know. But anyway,
I heard way too much about it because I lived in Colorado.
Okay, so you've called in to tell us there's some new African disease issued allegedly by China, but you don't know what it is.
No, it's not a disease. I don't know if it was manufactured by China. Don't take my word on that. I know it's in Africa right now, and people are dying, and it's a disease that I've never heard of, and I'm sure that they made up some name for it like they did with the COVID. And you better believe they're going to be using this as a political weapon to suppress information and try and steal another election in 2024, which is actually right around the corner.
Okay, I did find something about a so-called Marburg virus.
That's it.
Okay, this is from CNN, April 6th. CDC issued a health advisory about the Marburg virus in Equatorial Guinea and Tanzania. It is a rare but highly fatal viral fever that causes uncontrolled bleeding, similar to Ebola.
There you go. Yeah. Well, and I heard that it's really starting to, people are really starting to drop off over there in Africa, man. You know, we're not getting any real news information that we should be getting currently. Obviously, these people are suppressing everything and anything that doesn't fit into their political narrative. So, like, all the news that we should be getting, like, about the war in Ukraine and everything and anything else that's normally televised or put on the news is being blocked right now. This administration that's currently in power is going to absolutely destroy this country. And that's its objective.
Well, don't worry. The next one will, too. Whatever that is.
People are a bunch of tyrants, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, John, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160.
Yeah, I will say Africa's the right place to release it because a form of human has existed on that continent longer than any other place on Earth. Mm-hmm. So Africa has gotten exceptionally good at killing our species. And every now and again, it does spontaneously come up with a new one. So there's really no way of telling if this is a natural disease or an artificially created disease. Unless, of course, it's got like the human tool marks like COVID did.
Let's continue here. David is in New Mexico. He's been invited by another caller to call into Beard Talk Live tonight in a couple hours, David.
Beer? You said beer? I'll be there, man.
They do that, too.
All right. So
not you, Captain.
So,
there is alcohol involved frequently in Beard Talk Live.
Frequently.
Yeah.
Cool. So I get a beer, too?
Yeah.
I mean, you can get one from your fridge.
Oh. It's sort of BYOB, man.
Yeah.
My friend, man. Bait and switch.
Man, how do you want me to get a beer to you? Carrier pigeon?
I was just going to suggest
trebuchet.
That.
Trebuchet?
Tell you what, man. You give me your public address, I'll give you some Bitcoin cash. How about that?
I got to get a public address first.
Well, that's on you, man.
Okay, so what's my first step?
Your first step on getting a public address? Well, you get a wallet.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Poinomi.
Really? Even though it's, as I understand it, it's kind of fallen off the radar.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not the very best, but I've been using it for so long at this point.
Okay.
And I love a wallet that has multiple coins.
Yeah, I like Edge.
Edge,
but Coinomi does some things that Edge doesn't do. It has some coins. It has, every now and again I'd bump into something that like Edge can't do or won't do or doesn't have a coin or can't exchange the way I want it to or whatever. And so Coinomi has sort of filled in that gap.
Before I got, before I was raided by the federal government, I had Coinomi at one time, but I'd stopped using it because it had become closed source. Did you know that about Coinomi? They closed their source.
No.
It was open source, and then for some reason they decided they didn't want to do that anymore.
Now I'm I am currently investigating one called Samurai because apparently it's a privacy focused wallet.
Nice.
Isn't that
a Bitcoin only though?
That one is a Bitcoin only wallet, which is part of why I'm interested in it because you know Bitcoin is not a privacy coin, but if you have ways of applying greater privacy to this coin,
like mixing,
exactly, then I'm kind of curious to find out about it, so I'm currently investigating that one. Pick your poison, man.
I recommend Edge. I think it's a really good one for beginners. You have to, when you set up the account, you're just using a username and password, so it's very familiar. You don't have to do the 12-word backup or the 24-word backup.
Well, they do give you those words.
You can find them in the program if you want to, but you don't have to go through those.
Oh, I'm also a big fan of Cake because Coinomi's Monero is terrible. Like, do not use Coinomi for Monero.
Okay.
It doesn't work. But the Cake wallet, it's as far as I know, it's a Monero-only wallet, but it works quite well. So, and I'm a big fan of Monero. So,
if he gets an address, how does he send it to you, Peakless?
Well, if he gets an address, you could. How is he going to send that to me?
I'll tell you on air.
No, please don't do that. That would be so boring.
No, because then everybody in the whole world can send me money.
That's true. But
put it on the Twitter. Put it on the Free Talk Live Twitter, and that's the great thing about a public address.
You're saying he could tag Free Talk Live on Twitter or something?
Yeah, tag Free Talk Live on Twitter or send a message there.
Are you on Twitter, David?
Yeah, but you'll have to figure out how to do what you're talking about doing, tagging, whatever. I don't do much but research on Twitter. I don't interact a whole lot with other people.
Well, can you make a post and put at Free Talk Live? Put at Free Talk Live and then just copy and paste your public address there. And the beautiful thing about a public address is the only thing it can do is receive money.
And true. David, just so you know, the public address will probably be labeled as a receive address. So when you're in your wallet, you'll have two options. You can send money or you can receive money. You want to tap on the one that says receive, copy that address and put that in the tweet.
Got it.
So what were you calling about besides coin stuff?
Bitcoin. Yeah. And then we'll virtually buy you a beer.
Cool. Well, actually, you could actually, if I get a wallet, you could actually really buy me a beer, couldn't you? I guess that's what the Eagles was doing.
That was the whole point of the conversation, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it. I missed that first, I didn't bridge that first gap about that the money was for the beer. I missed that part, but now I got it.
All right. So you're going to call into Beard Talk Live after this?
Well, I guess I have to. Somebody called me. Oh, by the way, who was my only fan? The only fan I have in the whole world, if you can.
It's the real McCoy.
The real McCoy. Okay, cool. I can dig that.
Yeah, they'll be starting after 10:30 Eastern time, so about 8:40 some. They should be going to the phones, basically. So.
Okay, well, I'm a Beard Talk Live virgin, so bring some lube.
Do you have
a
beard, David?
Actually, at the moment I do, but I'm about to shave it off.
Okay, well, hold off on that. Give it an
shave
hour.
Shave it off live on Beard Talk Live.
Would you hang up on him for that?
No. Okay.
I mean, we
will accept your sacrifice. Okay. Render unto me the beard.
I'm firing up the cowboy hot tub as we speak because it's a beautiful sunset. If you can picture a Western sunset from any of your favorite Fistful of Dollars movies. That's what we got right now, and I'm firing up the cowboy hot tub.
What is a cowboy hot tub?
Well, it's when you build a fire and you put an old claw porcelain cast iron bathtub over the fire, and then you get in it.
Or one of those, it almost looks like it's like a galvanized steel tub looking thing that usually is for watering your horses.
Stock tank, yeah, that's a good option as well. But you burn your bottom less with the thick cast iron than with the thinner galvanized.
You sound like you know
steel.
About this. Yeah. All right.
You might want to put some water in there too.
Some water in there. Yeah, you need 30 gallons for this one. But
I'm starting to believe him on this. It sounds
and as
sounds
with
legit.
Most things, nudity improves it. So
right. So does a beer with Beer Tie Live. Yeah, my life's goal is to get a either a 20-foot round stock tank so I can do laps, circular laps, or else get a 20, 30-foot, 3-foot wide one so I can do laps like that, and then put three or four campfires under there, and then invite all the friends.
Okay. Are you going to do Wile E. Coyote style things, get a springboard that's like 30 feet in the air and try and dive into the cowboy hot tub?
Better than that, we're going to have the real Wile E. Coyote. He's running around here as we speak.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. And one of his better calls, I got to say.
Good thing we didn't let him actually tell us what he was calling for.
Well, I think we can do that later. On
That's
Talk
a matter
Live.
Of fact.
Maybe.
Yeah. Kick the can
we'll
down the road.
We'll find
a bit
out.
In related news, since we were talking about money, I don't know if you guys saw this headline. There's a new bipartisan bill in Congress, and you know that means it's going to be bad, right? Bipartisan bill that is going to allow the
that
US
sounds like that sounds like a
it's almost the scariest public-private partnership.
Bipartisan bill sounds like a guy named Bill who's bi, and he's looking for a party to go to with his Japanese friend San.
I'm afraid it's not as fun as that. This one would allow the U.S. Mint to alter the metal content of coins. To save money.
Oh, the shaving of the coins, like in Roman times?
No.
The shaving of the coins?
No, it's more, they're more complicated.
Did they not already have that?
No. Okay, so they've obviously been authorized to do things like this over time, but perhaps they need continuing authorization or another authorization because, according to the new report from the U.S. Mint, costs for raw materials have now driven the price of minting a single nickel past 10 cents.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to it's going to be... The nickel costs 10 cents to make.
Which this already doesn't have nickel in it, right?
This is going to be their excuse for the CBDC.
Yeah, it's zinc what's in that one.
It's too expensive for us to print paper and to mint coins now, so you must adopt the CBDC.
Well, supposedly they were going to stop doing the penny this year. I saw that story last year. I don't know if that's still
coming.
Why not?
The dollar's the new penny. Well,
and this all has to do with the commodities markets changing the way that they are. All of the actual stuff is getting so expensive because of the money printing.
So stay tuned in about a half an hour to our video stream over at watch.freetalklive.com for Beer Talk Live, which starts at 10:30 Eastern Time. And if you can't make it for that, then join us tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can find us at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.